الرحمن الرحیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الحمدللہ رب العالمین الصلاۃ والسلام علی رسولہ الامین سیدنا و نبینا و مولانا محمد وعلی آلہ و اصحابہ اجمعین. سو دا جرنی آف موسیٰ علیہ السلام اینڈ خضر علیہ السلام اٹ کنٹینیوڈ اینڈ وی آلریڈی ہیو اسٹڈیڈ دا ٹو ایپیسوڈس آف دس جرنی. This is the third and the last one. So, فَانْطَلَقَا, both of them, they went on, moved on. حَتَّى, until, إِذَا أَتَيَا, both of them, they came, they reached, أَهْلَ قَرْيَا, to the people of a town, a village. اِسْتَطْعَمَا أَهْلَهَا, so they asked the people of the town for the food because they were traveling, constantly traveling, and now they are feeling hungry. They were hungry and they did not have any food with them. So they asked the hospitality from the people of the town. And keep in your background, because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he explained us that it was the custom of the time, at that time, that if the guests, they are going to any town, so it was a kind of responsibility, social, moral responsibility of the people, those who were the host, that they should provide the food to the guest without any charge, free. But these people of the town, they were very, very bad people, and they were also not Muslims. And they saw that Musa and Khidr alayhi salam, they did not know them, but they saw that they are Muslim people. So this discrimination that is always going on with the people of Iman and the faith, it was still there. So they refused, to both of them, to give them the food. They said, we will not show any hospitality, we will not give you anything. Now look at the situation. Imagine that they were hungry. They did not find anything over there, and they were just, you know, walking around, and suddenly Khidr alayhi salam, he saw a wall, and that wall was like the wall of a house, and it was about to collapse. It was like at the point of falling down. So Khidr alayhi salam, he fixed the wall with his hand. He started working on that wall and he fixed it, and he did not talk to anyone. So then Musa alayhi salam, again he, something strike in his mind, and he said, Khidr alayhi salam, look at the people of this town, they were so unwelcoming that they did not give anything, they did not offer anything to us, and now you are helping them by fixing the wall, and if you have done so, so at least you can ask some money for that. You can ask some kind of payment for that, so that we can buy the food, right? If they are not offering us, so we can buy the food. So Khidr alayhi salam, he said that, Hada firaqu baini wa bainik. That's it. Musa alayhi salam, that's it. Now this is the time of parting. We are going different ways. You go to your way, I am going to my way. But I will explain to you everything that I have done with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now, inshallah, in next ayah, when we will recite, we will understand that what was the reason for all those three actions that he has done. Now come back to the meaning of today's ayah. So, hatta iza ataya, until they came, ahla qarya, to the people of the town, istat'ama ahlaha, they asked them, the people of the town, for the food. Now look at the word istat'ama. What is the root of that word? What do you think? Yes.
Ta'am.
Ta'am, right? As you know, ta'am is a very famous word. Ta'am means food. Istat'ama. When we take it to this particular form of the verb in Arabic, that is known bab istif'al. So it means for asking something. Asking something, seeking for something. Istatama, ask the food. Ahlaha, the people of the town. Fa'abaw. This is also very famous word.
They refused.
Yes. Aba, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used in this word for shaitan also several times. وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ أَبَى. So أَبَى, that is singular form. أَبَوْ is the plural. Plural over here because all the people of the town, not with any exception, any, all of them, they refused. أَنْ يُضَيِّفُوهُمَا. What is the root of يُضَيِّفُوهُمَا? ضَيْف. As you know in Arabic, ضَيْف we call for the guest. A guest is called daif. Many duyuf. When you make, that is noun, when you make a verb from that, to show hospitality to your guest, to receive someone as the guest, that is called yudayif. Ayn yudayifu. And we have to recite it with waw properly because this is also a plural. Jama. Yudayifu. Actually it was yudayifuna. Right? But we have the letter before that, an. And an is one of the harufun nasiba. That's called nasiba. An, lan, kai, izan. When they come before the fi'l mudare, so the noon of the jama will be dropped. So we learn an yudayifun, it becomes an yudayifu. Huma is the pronoun for both of them, Musa and Khidr. So they refused to show any hospitality to both of them. فَوَجَدَا. So both of them, they found فِيهَا. What does فِيهَا mean?
In the town.
In the town, yes. In it means in the town. جِدَارًا.
Wall.
جِدَار means wall. يُرِيدُ.
That need.
The literal meaning of يُرِيدُ, it wanted. When you say, I need the phone, I need something, pen, book. So you say in Arabic, urid. Uridul ma, I need water. Okay. Now, here this word, verb is coming for the wall. So wall does not want, right? But it is a metaphoric expression that wanted to fall down, meaning it was on the point of falling down. Uridu an yanqadda. Inqadda from inqidad, that means something. سقوط to fall down. أن ينقض فأقام. So خضر عليه السلام, he fixed it. أقام يقيم, like we say, making something straight. So he straightened or he restored the wall and protected it from falling down.
أقام and صلاة also.
Yes. إقامة الصلاة. That is called because when fixing the salah, ready for the salah, standing up for the salah. Yes. Establish. فَأَقَامَ قَالَ لَوْ شِئِتَ. So now Musa alayhi salam, he spoke and he said, لَوْ شِئِتَ, had you wish, had you willed, شَاءَ يَشَاءُ, as you say, شَاءَ means to ask for something, to will for something. لَوْ شِئِتَ, had you wish, had you want, لَتَّخَذْتَ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرَ. So you should have made some kind of payment on that work of fixing the wall. اتَّخَذْتَ, اتَّخَذَ, يَتَّخِذُ, to make something, like to obtain. You could have obtained some money for that. أجر, as you know, أجر, reward. قال هذا فراق بيني وبيني. So now Khidr alayhi salam said, this is the time of separation, parting. هذا, this فراق, فراق means separation, بيني, between me, وبينك, and between you. سأنبئك, however, I will inform you. The word أنبئو, it is from نبأ, ينبئو, and the root of نبأ. You know, Naba, news.
Surah Naba.
Yeah, Surah Naba, in the Quran. And the word Nabi, we say Nabi, Rasul, right? So why is called Nabi, the word Nabi? Because he is informing, right? He's giving all the information, the divine information, the revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the same root is naba, and when you take it to the verb unabbi'u, I will inform you, I will explain to you. Bita'wil. Ta'wil means
meaning.
Explanation, meaning, interpretation. Interpretation. So Khidr alayhi salam is saying that whatever I have done, all those three mysterious things that you are not understanding, so I will explain to you. I will give you the interpretation. Ta'wil. Like we also say tafsir. The word tafsir comes for the Quran, the explanation of the Quran. So ta'wil, it is also used for the interpretation of the dream. You have seen a dream, a vision, and when you explain, you go to someone, he is interpreting the dream, that is also called ta'wil. Yes. بِتَعْوِيلِ مَا لَمْ تَسْتَطِي عَلَيْهِ سَبْرًا. So the real meaning of all those things that you have seen and you were not able to do the sabr with me, to have patience with.
What is malam?
Malam tastati. Whatever. Ma means whatever. Lam tastati. You were not able to. Alayhi, on it, sabra, having patience. Right? And you see, if you follow the pattern, Khidr alayhi salam, he kept saying the same sentence all these times. Even before they started the journey, and when Musa alayhi salam asked him to teach him all those things, so he said the very first time, قَالَ إِنَّكَ لَن تَسْتَطِيعَ مَيَّ صَبْرًا. You will not be able to have patience with me. Whatever you will see, my work and my actions, you will not be able to have the sabr with me. And Musa alayhi salam, he always said, no, inshallah, I will do it and you will find me sabir. But what, whenever he did something, Musa alayhi salam, he interrupted him and he said the same thing, I told you that you will not be able to have sabr with me, right? So this same sentence repeated several times, لَن تَسْتَطِيعَ مَيَّ صَبْرًا, لَن تَسْتَطِيعَ مَيَّ صَبْرًا. So the last time he is saying that I will tell you everything, whatever I have done, I will explain to you for all those things that you were not able to have patience with me. So there are again two things why Khidr alayhi salam, he said that this is a time of separation between me and you, but I will tell you all those things. First of all, Musa alayhi salam already himself, he said that if I ask you anything after that, right? So you have every right to refuse giving me the company. But it was not the only reason. Khidr alayhi salam also said at this time, because he also realized that after these three different, you know, experiences and episodes, that is enough for Musa alayhi salam to understand the work that I am doing, and these three examples will be sufficient for him to understand and to learn the kind of knowledge that he was looking for, and he will be satisfied with all these reasons, and there is no need anymore to take him further and to explain him more and more. So, but, and that's why Khidr alayhi salam, he also said that before we will be separated, I will explain to you everything, so when you go from me, you should be satisfied. So then inshallah we will continue the remaining part of the story next time.